just in preparation for today, did you go back and watch yesterday's film to take anything from that? I know some players were talking about just flushing that and just completely turning to focusing on this game. How did you prepare from going from yesterday to today's game?
Yeah. I watched the game. Was not obviously easy. I thought the first 6 minutes we did a good job doing our thing, and after this there were periods where we really struggled in several phases of the game, and at this point in the season I feel like it's you always got to be expert on your own team, especially as a head coach. So watching those own games is extremely important.
Very injured.
Hey coach, every game you played so far, you've been down double digits early and often. What do you do to try to stop that so you won't have to dig out a hole early?
We keep playing the way we play the first 6 minutes, and then keep doing the things that lead to winning basketball. Those things are very logical. For example, transition defense, keeping your guy in front but still having support from the next guys, and then rebounding the basketball. Those are on the defensive end, and they'll set up for success on the offensive end.
Sure. What type of challenges does Indiana present to you guys defensively tonight? And obviously they're without Haliburton, but it seems like they execute their system really well.
They do a great job with their system. They have very clear identity. They push the pace in transition. They have several guys who they can outlet to and who can create paint touches and finish at the rim. And I think the one thing that makes them unique in the half court is the multiple actions. So you'll see possessions with 3-4 ball screens, and even after this you have players that are very capable in ISO situations. Siakam, Mathurin, for example, that can create something out of nothing, and that makes them really challenging to play against. And defensively, they're long, they're athletic, especially at the wing and the guard spots.
Just when you recall Jay Huff's time here, what comes to mind about your experience coaching him?
Our discussions about different books. He never got to visit my little library. We talked about that. Both of us read a lot and connected with Jay really well.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.